Welcome to Make a Difference, a podcast about reflection and self-improvement. Each month, the podcast will choose a series of quotes centered around a topic for reflection and then thoughts for discussion and implementation. We all get stuck sometimes, and these shows are designed to show us a way to get unstuck. These shows are published Monday through Friday. Join us daily to make a difference on how you view your personal outlook and hopefully improve it. We will kick off the show with your host, Mark Quinn, after this short break.
Welcome back to Make a Difference. Today's topic of digital wellness is particularly timely. In our modern world, the digital sphere has become an integral part of our daily existence. Technology is being developed to allow us to be constantly connected and quote-unquote always on. From smartphones, watches, and even eyewear, these serve as our constant companions to the ever-present social media platforms. We can find ourselves immersed in a digital realm that offers both opportunities and challenges. While technology has undoubtedly revolutionized the way we live, work, and interact, it's also introduced a new set of concerns surrounding our overall well-being. Digital addiction, information overload, and the constant pressure to stay connected for fear of missing out can take a toll on our mental, emotional, and even physical health. Enter the concept of digital wellness, a holistic approach that recognizes the need to strike a delicate balance between embracing the benefits of technology and safeguarding our well-being. At its core, digital wellness encourages us to mindfully incorporate technology into our lives in a way that enhances rather than detracts from our overall wellness. Digital Wellness Day was established in 2020 by the Digital Wellness Institute, and its purpose was to raise awareness about the significance of digital well-being and to help people flourish in a digital world. This year on May 3rd, we're going to celebrate the 5th annual Digital Wellness Day. There's going to be about 10 million people taking part in over 64 countries. Digital wellness encompasses a wide range of practices, from setting healthy boundaries with our devices to leveraging the power of digital tools to support our physical and mental health goals. It's about creating a conscious and intentional relationship with technology, one that promotes harmony, balance, and fulfillment. One of the key components of digital wellness is harnessing the power of technology for our own well-being. Fitness trackers, meditation apps, online support communities, and telemedicine services, they all now present us a way to have access to a wealth of resources that can empower us on our journey towards better health and self-care. It's crucial to approach these tools with a critical eye and integrate them into our lives in a balanced and mindful manner. True wellness is not solely about tracking numbers or following rigid routines. It's about nurturing a holistic sense of well-being that encompasses our physical, mental, and emotional needs in a complete approach to being well. Social media offers an always-on stream of information that can be used to inform, entertain, and communicate as a community in a global manner. This was unthinkable a little more than a decade ago. Being able to connect with alternate points of view for reflection and personal development is amazing. We must not allow this digital world, as real as it seems, to replace our physical one. We must acknowledge the potential pitfalls of excessive technology use and its impact on our well-being. The constant barrage of notifications, endless scrolling, the fear of missing out, all of this can contribute to a state of digital overload. It creates increased stress, anxiety, and can even lead to depression. We need to be mindful that the digital world intentionally works to attempt to keep you engaged and connected as part of their business model. To combat these challenges, a mindful approach to digital wellness encourages us to cultivate a healthy habit and set boundaries around our technology use. This may involve setting designated quote-unquote screen-free times. That includes television. curating our online environments to prioritize positivity and meaningful connections, and practicing mindfulness when engaging with our digital platforms. Additionally, the practice of digital detoxing. Intentionally disconnecting from our devices for a period. This can offer a refreshing change from that constant digital stimulation. It doesn't have to be for days or weeks. It may be for 2 hours in the morning so that you can focus on what you really need to get done. Think about it. Carving out screen-free moments in our daily routines gives us intentional breaks. It allows us to reconnect with the present moment, recharge our mental and emotional batteries, and rediscover the joy of unplugged living. Digital wellness is not about rejecting technology altogether. It's about cultivating a mindful and balanced relationship with it by embracing the benefits while also respecting the need for moderation and self-care. We can harness the power of technology to enhance our overall well-being rather than allowing us to be detracted from it. Research is showing that the digital world is impacting the development of our children in ways that are unintended and very dramatic. I invite you to check out an article by Avril Ronan that discusses the questions parents may have concerning this topic for their children. I've got a link for that in the show notes, and I really encourage you to check that out. Reflect on the significance of Digital Wellness Day and the opportunity it presents to reevaluate and improve our relationship with technology. Let us strive to build a positive coexistence with technology that we control, rather than a dependence on it that can have a negative impact to our well-being. Remember, true wellness begins within, even in our digital age. That's what I'm thinking about, and I'll see you in our next show.
If you like what you're hearing on the show, make the choice to subscribe today. The show is gaining listeners all over the world, and we're grateful for your support. If you have any thoughts or comments about the show, reach out to us at makeadifferencenow2020@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode.